This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Nikki Haley is dropping out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination. The word first came from sources this morning. The AP's Julie Walker on Nikki Haley's warning about Donald Trump.
Haley spent the last of her campaign aggressively warning the GOP against embracing Trump, who she argues is too consumed by chaos and personal grievance to defeat Biden in the general election. I'm Julie Walker.
The AP's Jennifer King now on where the race for the White House is now.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden dominated the Super Tuesday presidential primary contest from California to Maine and have left little doubt about their trajectory towards a second matchup in November. Trump celebrated the returns with supporters at his estate in Florida.
Frankly, our country is dying, and we're going to make America great again.
Biden carried 16 states but lost the Democratic caucus in American Samoa to an attorney from Baltimore, Jason Palmer. There were also an unusually high number of Democrats voting uncommitted in Minnesota in protest of the president's handling of the war in Gaza. Voters interviewed by the AP were less than excited about their choices. Joseph Pace voted in Mobile, Alabama.
Biden is a loose cannon. He's actually worse than Trump as far as I'm concerned.
Sean Cunningham voted in Fairfax, Virginia.
I'm not a big fan of Trump, not a big fan of Biden. Those seem to be the two choices we're going to have.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Cindy McCain, the top UN food official, is warning about what she says could become the world's largest hunger crisis, the conflict between rival generals in Sudan. A record number of migrants died on land and sea routes worldwide last year. That from the UN Migration Agency. 8,565 migrants. Many drowned. Pope Francis continues to have health troubles. He had an aide read his remarks at the Vatican this morning and couldn't get back into his Pope mobile without help. He's had the flu recently. This is AP News. The hostage crisis in Gaza poses a dilemma for Israel and offers a path to victory for Hamas.
Over the past 5 months, Israel's killed thousands of Hamas fighters, destroyed dozens of their tunnels, and wreaked unprecedented destruction on the Gaza Strip. But it faces a dilemma that was clear from the start of the war. It can try to annihilate Hamas, which would mean almost certain death for the estimated 100 hostages still held in Gaza, or it can cut a deal that would allow the militants to claim a victory and likely seal an end for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's long political career. Such dilemmas might be seen as acceptable by Hamas, which valorizes martyrdom. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas is $3.38 a gallon this morning, up 9 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.